Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Legislative proposal aims to restrict deepfakes and manipulated media. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. In recent years, the rise of advanced technology has facilitated the creation of dissemination of realistic fake images and videos, particularly through social media channels. The Gillette News Record reported the U.S. Department of Homeland Security recognizes deepfakes, digitally altered media portraying one person as another, as an emerging threat. Senate File 51, sponsored by Wyoming's Select Committee on Blockchain Financial Technology and Digital Innovation Technology, aims to curb the unlawful distribution of misleading synthetic media. Synthetic media encompasses intentionally manipulated images, audio, or video that present a false yet convincing portrayal of a person's appearance, speech, or conduct. Typically, artificial intelligence and machine learning techniques are employed to deceive and mislead. Concerns arise, especially with the approaching presidential election, about the potential use of deep fakes on the campaign trail. Several states, including Texas and California, have implemented laws restricting misleading synthetic media in election ads. In response to the growing issue, Wyoming's proposed bill would criminalize the distribution of synthetic media with knowledge of its falseness and the intent to deceive, imposing penalties of up to 6 months in prison, a maximum fine of $750, or both. Additionally, the prevalence of synthetic content and deep fakes raises concerns about introducing doubt into legal proceedings, allowing politicians facing scandals to claim that incriminating images or videos were manipulated by opponents. Homeland Security underscores the potential nefarious use of deep fakes to undermine the credibility of historical records. Increasing Wyoming HIV cases highlight need for prevention. The Wyoming Department of Health is addressing the rising number of newly diagnosed HIV cases in the state, with 22 cases reported in 2023 compared to 13 in 2022. According to the press release from the Wyoming Department of Health, of concern is the notable increase beyond Wyoming's typical annual range of 12 to 15 cases. Risk factors include engaging in condomless sex, having multiple or anonymous sex partners, and meeting partners through dating and hookup apps. The Wyoming Department of Health emphasizes the importance of dispelling myths surrounding HIV, as well as increasing testing efforts. Of the utmost importance is the need for early diagnosis and treatment, with HIV management possible through medication. Prevention strategies include routine testing, condom use, and options like pre-exposure prophylaxis for high-risk individuals. The Wyoming Department of Health urges individuals to get tested for HIV and other sexually transmitted infections regularly. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.